Why do some students get worse grades than others? Let us imagine for a moment a school that isn't manipulating grades, and that the student's memorization score is their own. Students who have already been challenged by life will both seek functional education and be less equipped to focus long-term on memorization. Some students may need help the very same day. They will never have the intellectual runway to learn anything at all in a standardized setting. And those who have nicer life experiences will tend to believe that memorization may in fact be a form of education, and many will grow up in a setting where good grades are a kindness that they want to show to their family. Memorization, however, is not a form of education at all. If it is an unmoving list, or a tree, or a table, you learn to look it up when needed. And if you do need it frequently enough, you will memorize it. But it will be a trick of convenience, like memorizing dance moves that later come out on their own. This kind of automatic flow is good. It is, in fact, a superpower. But it is not what real education is about. Real education is so complex that it can only be approached through individualized instruction, where the student's own curiosities dictate which subject is next. And they learn at their own pace and in a sequence that fits their existing knowledge. The very subjects themselves are nothing like in standardized education. They are never pure, always containing parts of other subjects. Real education is also one subject at a time, so that the student's curiosity is honored and respected. A quick example of such a subject is 3D printing, which starts with assembly of the printer itself and printing from an existing library of models, and towards the end becomes overwhelmingly about precision 3D modeling, and as it approaches parametric modeling, where the student creates reusable components, ones that recalculate their hinges and walls upon resizing one side or another, it abruptly drops into programming 3D models, where the students use a code editor rather than property tables in a normal user interface. Every path is different, but generative 3D models may come next for some. It is not always art. But here is a step perfectly unique, matching the one student only. It could be simple machines, such as those you can find in our cells. Or it could be jewelry, never seen before, and always a unique piece with every generation. For some whose own curiosities dictate this particular progression, in a span of few fascinating months, they covered and uncovered electronics, manufacturing, design and modeling, math as code, programming, applied recursive generative and genetic algorithms, and may now leap into music, which isn't that different from programming 3D models, or art, but certainly enter the world of software development, having experienced the power of creation and automation. Free education for all is humanity's greatest invention, but standardized education is the greatest fraud perpetrated upon the best of us. When a teacher asks to memorize for a test, a student who has been troubled and challenged by life will ask, where is the function? What good is temporary memorization of a subject that they are not interested in? They will see the corruption coercing students to invent cramming so that the teachers can pretend to teach. At the end of a day of learning programming, a student walks away more powerful. Their existing knowledge is enhanced, sometimes multiplied. Memorizing disconnected facts, on the other hand, does not actually do anything, and it is what it feels like, acting, a performance. A young adult will discover that high school education can be contained in a single book, and with a lot of work, it would be possible to create a real and effective education in a single book. A narrated book that would change the world by providing an interactive, individualized instruction. Not for passing existing high school tests. That is a complete failure. But for excelling at a more integrated vision of the subjects. Where memorizing that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell is replaced with a challenge to program a virtual cell to simulate and visualize at the student's own pace. If biology is a subject that they are ready to explore at the moment, that old, beautiful, and often forlorn subject of mathematics would immediately come to life when taught as programming code. A much more rational notation, a much more beautiful universe. Like the authentically enlightened world, a human being blooms inside out. A student cannot be taught outside in. They must reach out and learn what calls to them. For that call of curiosity to take place, to take root, they have to be treated with more respect. They must never be seen as a resource that can be stripped mined with overpriced textbooks, lectures, loans, and other manipulations. And they need a future to grow into, a future that does not threaten them with poverty or war. And the future must be a finer promise than will give you a real education where you can make money. That is the least the world can offer. That is not a future. That is not a world. That is the first step a child takes. For all the promises before us, real and authentic education is still the least we can offer to the younger generations. They absolutely require certainty of safety and security, a wiser world that does not feature war, hunger, and homelessness, a world void of the dark ages. Their education is a single step, a promise of advancing humanity. They need a firm ground for all their other steps. They need a world that they can be sure of, a world that hasn't been stained by old men with small minds. They need real, authentic, and functional education and a beautiful modern culture with an eye on the future. If what they see is enhanced interrogation, mandatory military service, and fake and ineffective education, global economy that is more reminiscent of slavery, where one must earn and cannot be granted, or the plantation falls, then a teacher may not blame them for not having healthy curiosities and getting bad grades. wiser, more authentic educators understand that bad grades is their failure to teach. The fraudulent educators who have sold out the world for a paycheck need to learn to think deeper and take a long look into the dark corners of their soul. Now, the solution. For children who have been challenged by life and need instant answers, the very least we can do is modern philosophy books narrated for the purpose of enhancing their culture. These will push them away from being used and bullied and prevent them from becoming bullies themselves. This will help them rise to the level of the students that have some time to learn, that do have a runway where they can take off. At this point, the students who are merely memorizing have to be asked to stop, as they are propagating lies. They are hurting entire generations of students. They need to learn to seek out more authentic education. For those who have trouble finding a path forward, who don't know where to start, other students must assemble a tutor league and help them start real life by learning programming. The students with their own vision of the future, who have already begun building a sturdy foundation, need support, but they do not require any help. Ultimately, all the students need financial support so that poverty will never interrupt their education. On a more personal note, in what is perhaps an afterword, the last thing you need is a student asking if a fragile economy that fails the moment universal income is instituted is perhaps more like a slavery concocted by small-minded men with neither a shred of vision nor decency. And it is my firm belief that students seeing themselves as the problem or as an empty glass is only a temporary mistake that will soon correct itself on its own. It will just happen one day. In that way, the older generations will in fact end up living in interesting times. A union of all the world's students looking out for their own future and a convergence on world peace is a billion times more powerful than the foolish games of small-minded old.